Wonder Woman movie is really such a delight. It's nice to see DC finally match the promise of Marvel. This is just such a good movie in so many ways. When you saw Batman versus Superman last year, the one takeaway seemed to be, why doesn't Wonder Woman have a movie yet? And why is she the best part about this movie, which is 2.5 hours long, when she's only in it for about 30 seconds? And we have our answer. It's because Wonder Woman is incredibly fun to watch on film. She's just great in so many ways. Directed by Patty Jenkins, who directed Charlize Theron in Monster. So when you give a powerful sort of feminist project to a powerful feminist director, and you add an uncompromising actress, really Gal Gadot, has a star turn here. She, you know, really has, from her Fast and the Furious sort of pretty face, has turned into a superstar, and she will always be Wonder Woman in every way. What does Wonder Woman mean to the world we live in? Well, there's going to be a before and after WW, and there's going to be WW, what would Wonder Woman do? There's really just, it's a loss for words. So why is Wonder Woman so good? That's really what the question is. It's going to change the world we live in, that a generation of young women are going to have grown up having seen an iconic character like that on film. There's never been quite a balance of beauty and stealth and intelligence and charisma. The only sort of female characters in filmic history that occupy a place close to Wonder Woman are the Bond villains and the Bond girls, and they were always sort of secondary to James Bond. And that really changes, and Wonder Woman takes center stage. It's well-deserved and well-played, DC. So there's obviously a lot to be said about gender dynamics. Zack Snyder, as a producer here, you see his influence in terms of the visuals. It looks a lot like the first 300, that sort of comic, cartoonish, over-the-top action sequences, just beautifully rendered, amazing to look at. The film is a delight, and what's the surprise? Not a surprise if you look at Patty Jenkins' work, is the emotional resonance, but the mother-daughter, the sort of why do men fight question about it, and the underlying sense that had there been a female president, maybe things would be different in the world. There's just a lot to work with here, and all of it occurs under a backdrop of just incredible natural and physical beauty, both Wonder Woman herself and the landscape and cinematography turns what should be sort of another sort of standard character superhero origin story, and it turns it into this beautiful rendering of the Amazon woman myth, which is to say this sort of feminist mythology that there was this powerful race of all tribal, all females, and really what's the need for men in the world. And honestly, if women are going to keep making movies like Wonder Woman, then maybe there is no need for anybody else to make movies.